Now, hope is not a lottery ticket. This is a Snickers wrapper. I thought I would have at least like a receipt in my pocket, right? So now you know that I'm chubby because of my practice on the side. So here it is. So hope is not a lottery ticket that it might pay off. Fingers crossed, and hope that the simple maths are not going to completely prove that you're never going to win. You know, as I mean, then again, people say you have as much chance of being struck by lightning. And I'm like, you know what? Lightning strikes like 2 times a week over there at the lotto office. So, you know, somebody's winning, but the chances are it's not going to be you. Hope is not holding the lottery ticket and saying wishful thinking, okay? We see hope in a spouse at the airport. Picture that in your mind. The spouse at the airport looking at the door as people disembark from the plane, one by one coming through, watching for their beloved to be the next one walking through the door. That's hope. Hope is not, I hope it works out for you. I hope you get the job, right? That's not the hope. That's a wish. And Paul says, I wish that you all, you know, well, spoke in tongues, or understood this gospel as well as, you know. The arriving party is known to the one who's waiting at the airport. Do you know your Lord? And when he gets here, are you going to be like, oh, yes? Or are you going to be like, oh, no, I wasn't ready yet. I'm still cleaning. You know, do you throw a party and someone arrives before the time you said the party would start and you're still kind of like, oh, dust, you know, and should have been done earlier, but then I had to take that phone call and so I didn't do the thing. You know what I mean? So when Jesus arrives and he promises it will be like a thief who comes in the night, you will not expect it. Are you ready? The person waiting in hope is expectant and knows the one that's coming. And the promise of the carrier to deliver the person to you is reliable. I know you could say, well, I don't know about flying in airplanes, but generally they all arrive. It's why people buy tickets. It works. It's safer than driving, right? There's no evidence that something has failed, so you're watching the door. You're going to see your family member. You know, the guy with the taxi driver, right, with the little piece of paper that says, Mr. Lewis, you know, Mr. Lewis, when's he going to get here? Barring accident, the traveler will arrive. Hope. Romans chapter 5, we've already read, and I wanted to point at hope just in there. So if you were in Romans 10, you won't lose your place too bad to go back and say Romans chapter 5, verse 3, tells us we can rejoice too. How about it? I heard Tim pray, God is a God of fun. And I thought, you know, that works. Like, I'm sure there's not fun. Where's the translation of fun, you know? But there is be anxious for nothing. There is rejoice again, I say rejoice. And I think in there is what we've come to call fun. So it was great to hear someone praying. And I stopped and I was, you know, because I stop and I say, do I agree with prayers people pray? I want to say amen and have it mean yes, me too. And as that passed by, I was like, yeah. Paul says we can rejoice too when we run into problems and trials, verse 3 of chapter 5. For we know that they help us develop endurance. And endurance develops a strength of character. You know how you imagine yourself to be when you say, I have faith? Well, going through trials proves that you have faith. So when you're stressed, do you turn back into a so-and-so? Don't most of us. Is that okay, though? It's not. So if you're a so-and-so, if you were recently a so-and-so, is that okay? No, it's not. And if everything was played up here on a monitor, here's what yesterday looked like for you. How are you gonna fare? In the last 3 months, if we just had a replay, I know. So, but the trials, the problems, develop endurance. And endurance develops the strength of character, it says in verse 4. And character strengthens our confident hope of salvation. And this hope will not lead to disappointment. For we know how dearly God loves us because he's given us the Holy Spirit to fill our hearts with his love. When we were utterly hopeless, Christ came at just the right time and died for us sinners. So, that's the past. But there's hope for you today. And then there's future, and there's hope. It's gonna work out. Do you need forgiven? It's available in Jesus' name. It's actually free. It's not because you've repented enough. It's not because you have done enough to scour away the crud. It is forgiveness in Jesus' name because of Jesus, not because of you. Do you believe that? There's forgiveness in his name. That's too easy for some, but that's the teaching of Scripture. Now that you are forgiven and alive, live like it. There's no knife to your throat. There's no fire of hell licking at your feet. You're not running to get away from it because it's going to get me. You're not striving to do enough so they'll finally accept me. Just chillax, Christian. And just, the devil's not going to get you. He cannot have you. Your dreams, they're submitted to the truth of Christ. If your dreams are waking you up and you're saying they are true because what Jesus said is true and that's going to get me, repent of your sin. If you have unconscionable fear that you can't reckon and you don't know why it's there, well, fear is sometimes false evidence appearing real. And it's not the thing. And hope, the message of today, hope is that God has done it. He died for us sinners when we were utterly helpless. So that counts for today too.